Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and we are proud to be delivering original interviews with Atlanta business leaders, and this work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. Today we have with us Dr. Joe Bush, and he is with the Bush Center. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you for having me today to discuss this very important topic.
Yeah, so tell us about your work at the Bush Center. How are you serving folks?
The Bush Center is a dedicated men's health center specifically to prostate cancer. As a physician, this is my 50-year class reunion. I've had the fortune of watching medicine develop over the last 50 years of my practice and what all I've been able to do. And then in 1998, I got involved with cancer specifically. And then in the year 2009, I was in Europe when I first saw this new technology where we could actually image the prostate gland like you can a breast. And at the time, I was a big breast cancer doctor. That's what I really focused on. And if you think about breast cancer, men's prostate cancer is very similar. And by that, I mean, it's a very frequent disease. It occurs in somewhere between 1 out of 7 and 1 out of 9 men in America. And then, whereas breast cancer is very similar. And it's also very similar in that in the age groups, the young women, the women below 50, 45 to 55, get these very aggressive breast cancers and to die. Well, the same way with men. So we tend to think of prostate cancer as an old man's disease, but it's really not. Although there's a new change with men, we tend to ignore old men when we shouldn't be because you don't want to die of a horrible cancer that's blocking your urinary tract. So we need to look at men all the way from, 40, 44, 45, all the way up to the 80s now, since we're living longer. So in 2010, I saw this technology. It came back to America, and there was nowhere to learn at the universities here. So I went back to Europe to learn this new technology and became one of the first physicians in America to actually spend a lot of time, in other words, imaging the prostate gland, and this is specific imaging. As we know today, after with evidence-based medicine, we now know this is the best way to look at the prostate to discover prostate cancer. It doesn't replace a biopsy, but at the same time, you can do all these PSA blood tests or all blood tests, their urine tests. As I said, it's very similar to breast. If you don't take a picture of your prostate, you really don't know how big it is, how small it is, or what's inside of it. And it's no different than I was a young doctor. You can't decide what's in a breast by just palpating the breast. You have to get an image of the gland to see what it is. Well, we took it one step farther. Once we can identify very small tumors, and we can see 3 millimeter and 4 millimeter tumors in the prostate, we actually were one of the first ones in America to also put the patient inside the MRI machine and actually use a titanium needle to biopsy that specific site in the prostate so you could make a precise diagnosis and a much more accurate diagnosis.
And then when you do that, when you're doing that, you're getting it earlier before it really can cause a lot of damage. Is that the premise that this imaging allows you?
That's a great point. Again, in breast, think about this in a woman's breast. We used to palpate the breast, and we used to tell the women to palpate their breast in the shower. Well, a poor guy, I mean, you can't palpate your prostate gland. When they do a finger wave on you, or when they do the rectal examination on the man, which we all make fun of, You can only feel the bright side of the moon. You cannot feel the dark side of the moon. You don't know what's out there. So you really need an image. And what if you think about all cancers, for instance, just in the recent years, the government will pay for a screen of your lung if you're a smoker, because we know it's been proven. If you pick up the lung cancer early, you can save their life. Whereas most lung cancers present at a very late stage and you're going to die. Well, prostate cancer is very similar. It's like all the other cancers. If we can pick it up earlier, particularly the dangerous ones, we believe we can alter, we can save the patient's life and offer and convert this to chronic disease instead of a lethal disease.
So talk about
screening the prostate. It's eventually going to say you're going to have to get a picture of your prostate to know what's going on.
And then at what age should that start? Like, they tell you to start the prostate exam in what, your 40s?
50. I would start now. The way you think about it is, if your daddy had prostate cancer under 50, then boy, you better get an MRI of your prostate when you're 40. At least get a baseline study. It doesn't mean you have cancer. The other thing that the medical community relies on is the PSA, the prostatic specific antigen blood test. And we usually don't start that till about 50. But I would say today we've downgraded that. It used to be a number, number 4 was the magic number. Well, I would get my first PSA if I was about 42, if it was me. And if it's below 1.5, then the data says you should not get a significant cancer for 10 years. But if it's over 1.5, then I would get a screen of my prostate to see where it stands. And that's an early age. We don't do that today. We wait till they're 50 years old. And believe me, I have seen the youngest prostate cancer I've seen in my 12 years of doing this is 39. But I see 40-year-old men with 44, 48, 46 every year with very aggressive prostate cancer. And that is a really young age.
Now,
to me, it's a young age.
Right. Now, in your health center, you mentioned that this is men's oriented. Are there other things going on there other than prostate? Are you working on other areas that men neglect? Because men tend to neglect their health.
It's really prostate cancer. I mean, we can talk about, obesity and diabetes and stuff like that as a physician. But my main goal here is shifting the paradigm on the diagnosis of prostate cancer. The three methods that we use to diagnose prostate cancer today are fraught with error. The PSA test, the blood test. If you've elevated PSA, they want to do a 12-needle blind biopsy on you. The 12-needle blind biopsy is wrong 40% of the time. 40%. It either misses the cancer, and my record patient right now is a gentleman from Boston, Massachusetts, had 160 needles put in him and they missed his cancer. So this happens with me every week. The men yesterday had 24 needles and they missed his cancer. That's very, very common. I deal with it every week. So you really need a precise imaged biopsy is what you need. And then the third problem is the finger examination. It only feels 30% of the cancer. So the three main methods we use to diagnose prostate cancer are wrought with error. So the new paradigm will be you've got to get a picture of your prostate gland or you don't know what's going on. And of course, what's going to happen with this as the years go on, you're really going to have to go to an expert. It's just like a woman. If you're going to get a mammogram, you better go to a center where they are dedicated and passionate about finding breast cancer, because it's a very difficult exam. It's a quick exam. And somebody like me who's been doing this for 12 years and does thousands of these a year, I'm allowed to actually do the prostate exam without putting a needle in you, without squirting dye in you, and we can do about a 15-minute or 20-minute prostate exam.
Now, if you're the man of this certain age, 40, 50, what do you recommend their kind of annual medical preventative routine would be? I'm assuming it's assuming checking in at the Bush Center for your prostate. But like, what should a guy be doing just from maintenance standpoint to just get ahead of things?
Yeah, the big deal, of course, is obesity now in America. So you've got to look at your diet. And the way people ask me about their prostate, a good heart diet is a good prostate diet. And of course, you really need to be walking every day, or you need to exercise every week. You need to control your weight down. The main problem for a man is, if you're a man, you're at risk for prostate cancer. That's the big deal. If you're a man, you can have prostate cancer.
But should I be going to the Bush Center every year? Like, is this part of my annual routine?
No. That it doesn't have to be annual. The only people that need to be annual are those men that we've already diagnosed them with a low-grade prostate cancer, and we now know that low-grade prostate cancer will not kill you. That's been proven over and over again. But these men need annual MRIs to make sure that something else isn't changing in this gland, and that they don't need a repeat biopsy or something like that. The main thing the man needs annually is probably an annual PSA is good. And if that PSA, if that PSA starts to rise on you, if the kinetics change, if it continues to rise, then you really need to get an MRI. You don't just need a blind biopsy. You need a good, high standard MRI. And what we do at the Bush Center is totally different. Every patient that comes into our center sits with me and has a discussion of, number one, what is prostate cancer, what kind of prostate cancer they are, which ones are dangerous, which ones are not dangerous, and what did your scan show? As one of the wives told me, she said, "Boy, this is fascinating. I'm actually looking at my husband's prostate cancer." So what I've put up is a big TV screen in the office. So you actually get to see your gland and discuss it and ask all the questions you want. I'm what they call the visible radiologist. I've been in a radiologist in cancer since 1998. And now I'm totally dedicated to prostate cancer.
Now, if I go to the center and get checked and they go, okay, there's a problem here, are you helping solve the problem, or then you send me to somebody who deals with the problem using your tools?
My initial goal when I started this, what I saw in Europe was the new ways to treat early prostate cancer. Think about this. If your gland, say your gland is 50 millimeters wide by 50 millimeters, and we find a 5-millimeter cancer in you, do you really want to get that cancer? Do you really want to remove your cancer, the whole prostate gland? Yes, you want to remove the cancer. But do you want to take out your entire gland and all the consequences that go with that? Do you really want 8 weeks of radiation of the entire gland to treat that 5-millimeter? Well, the Europeans started what they call the male lumpectomy, like we do with the woman's breast. And they do that either with a laser technology or a high-intensity ultrasound technology. So now we offer both of these treatments at this center. And these are treatments that are over with within 2 to 3 hours. And you can actually go home and have dinner and drink that night if you want. And it's over. Now we have to follow these people, but this is proven technology. I mean, I've been tracking these men for 10 years now, and it's going to be, in my opinion, the best treatment for this disease. But the problem is you have to find it early. You can't find it late.
Right. So then if you find it late, it's like you said earlier about the breast cancer. If it's too late, then the treatment choices change.
That's exactly right. And then not only does that happen, but the Europeans now believe, of course, with prostate cancer, where we stand today is there's a low grade, which we don't think can kill you. And there's an intermediate grade and there's a high grade. Now, the Europeans are now believing that the high grade disease, when we diagnose it, at the time of diagnosis, it's already metastasized somewhere in our body. So it's raising new questions, as was brought up at the Paris meeting last year. You know, are we real? Why are we not curing these people? Because the disease is already systemic. So, yes, you have to treat the primary cancer in the prostate, but we're not curing the man. So we're going to need some form of systemic therapy for these dangerous cancers, these high-grade cancers.
But a good rule is to find out as early as possible and deal with it when it's in the earliest stages before it turns into these other stages.
That is correct. And you're not going to be able to do that with a finger, 12 blind needles stuck in your prostate, and a PSA test. You're going to have to get a picture of your prostate. There's just no question about that. I've been doing this now for 12 years, and every week somebody comes in with what I call a front porch lesion. In other words, the cancer is growing out on the front of the gland. Well, nobody can feel that. The blind needles can't reach it, and the PSA may even be normal. So, but you can see it. A very good, high-grade MRI, which is hard to do, and a high-grade interpretation, which is also hard to do, you walk out of the office, you have a 95% negative predictive value, that a 95% chance you don't have a serious cancer. For instance, in America today, we have about 500,000 negative prostate biopsies. 500,000. Think about that. Wow. That's a lot of money and a lot of pain. There's problems associated with this. And what we do at our center is we're able to scan you in the morning, biopsy in the afternoon, and you have your results the next morning.
Wow. And it's non-invasive? It's the person's just laying there?
Well, the biopsy's invasive.
Right, but the MRI part. The MRI part,
yeah.
They're just laying there.
The MRI
there.
Part is non-invasive. We put the music on your ears. You lay down in the magnet, and about 20 or 30 minutes, in less than 20 minutes, you should be finished. And then you have to come to my office, and we have to go over the study. I want every patient to see what they're dealing with, just like I used to with my breast. If the woman had an abnormal mammogram, I want her to sit down and start the discussion right now.
Now, if somebody wanted to talk to you, is there a website? What's the best way? Do they have to be referred into you, or can they go into you directly?
No. Since we are a private center, we don't even need a doctor's order. You go to www.bushcenter.com, and that's B-U-S-C-H. It's like the beer, not the president.
Right. Well, Dr. Bush, thank you so much for sharing this important information. This is something that all men should check out, and all women listening should tell their man to check it out and get the information, because that's what this is all about, is getting information early so you can make informed decisions.
Yeah, Lee, thank you so much for the time, because I really believe this is important. I'm 75 years old. I don't need a job, but this is so important to change men's health. We've been neglected as men, in my opinion.
Right. Instead of being reactive, we could be proactive and really make a big difference. Well, thank you for what you do.
That's correct. Thank you, Lee.
And thanks for the impact you're having on men. Thank you. All right. This is Lee Cantor. This is another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. We'll see you all next time.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.